This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Pentagon's chief confirms the U.S. has paused a delivery of bombs to Israel amid concerns of a full-scale invasion in Rafah. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In confirming the delay, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told a Senate panel the U.S. is reviewing some of its near-term security aid for Israel.
In the context of unfolding events, in Rafah.
An urban area with more than 1 million civilians sheltering. But Senator Lindsey Graham counters the U.S. should not be telling Israel how to fight the war against Hamas.
This is obscene. It is absurd.
Austin says there's no final decision on providing the bombs at a later date. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And later, U.S. President Joe Biden said he will not supply offensive weapons that Israel can use to launch an all-out assault on Rafah over concern for the well-being of the more than 1 million civilians sheltering there. Biden, in an interview Wednesday with CNN, says the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense and will supply Iron Dome rocket interceptors and other defensive arms. But he says that if Israel goes into Rafah, quote, we're not going to supply the weapons and artillery shells used. The interview marked Biden's toughest public comments yet about the potential Israeli military operation and followed his decision to pause a shipment of heavy bombs to Israel last week. Israeli tanks were seen firing in the direction of the crowded southern city of Rafah in Gaza on Wednesday. U.S. officials aiming to stave off a full invasion of Rafah say they believed a revised Hamas ceasefire proposal may lead to a breakthrough in an impasse in negotiation, with talks resuming in Cairo on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president says Russia has launched a massive nighttime attack on energy facilities across Ukraine, targeting 7 regions with more than 50 missiles and drones. Officials said the bombardment on Wednesday blasted targets in areas including Kyiv and parts of the south and west, damaging homes and the country's rail network. The attack occurred on the day Ukraine celebrates the defeat of Nazism in World War II. Britain and Russia are engaged in a new diplomatic spat. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
Britain says it's expelling Russia's defense attaché after accusing him of being an undeclared military intelligence officer. The move is one of several measures taken by the UK against Moscow over what it calls malicious activities. Home Secretary James Cleverly has accused the Russian government of reckless and dangerous activities across Europe, adding Russian spies have targeted members of parliament through hacking and had leaked trade documents. The government's to take away the diplomatic status of several Russian-owned properties, which, it says, could have been used for intelligence purposes, and impose new restrictions on Russian diplomatic visas and visits. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Wednesday condemned a quote-unquote cowardly act after a senior figure in his party was attacked, the latest in a string on politicians in a polarizing climate as Germany gears up for elections. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
Berlin Senator Franziska Giffey is one of the latest politicians to be attacked in Germany as the country gears up for elections in a polarizing climate. Giffey was briefly hospitalized after a man struck her over the head in a library on Tuesday. Police said a 74-year-old suspect has been detained and was previously known to police for hate crimes, among other incidents. They said the suspect is believed to have mental health issues. Chancellor Olaf Scholz condemned the act on social media as cowardly. The attack on Giffey coincided with an emergency meeting of state ministers. They're calling for greater police protection of politicians as the number of verbal and physical assaults soars ahead of European and local elections.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Authorities in southern Brazil are rushing to rescue survivors of massive flooding that has killed at least 100 people, but some residents are refusing to leave belongings behind while others are returning to evacuated homes despite the risk of new storms. Authorities say the heavy rains and flooding in the southern state of Rio Grande do Sul since last week also have left 128 people missing. More than 230,000 people have been displaced, and much of the region has been isolated by floodwaters. Download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.